All right, joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline, Eddie Sturkey is the Executive Director of the Easttown Association. The Easttown Association is putting on the annual Bastille Days Festival here in downtown Milwaukee. The iconic 43-foot Eiffel Tower replica has already gone up in Easttown near Cathedral Square Park, which means Bastille Days is here. Ooh. Eddie, how you feeling?
How you doing? You know, I'm surrounded by food right now, but now I really want the mine shaft. I'm a big fan.
That's good. That's good. Nice. Well, what's new in terms of food this year at Bastille Days? That's a perfect segue. Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of old favorites that have been here almost since the beginning. So Alliance's Francaise, Beignet Stand, which is, you know, everyone's kind of favorite. They really have helped kick off the festival since like almost 40 years ago. And then we have two new additions this year. One of them is Shuckers. It's like a seafood concept that's also based in the 3rd Street Market. And then Kegels Inn, we partnered with on Oktoberfest, which we're bringing back to the park again this fall. And they're a new addition. But otherwise, a lot of old favorites. Cream and Crepe, La Nieppe, which is a really great French restaurant. Alliance's Beignets, as I mentioned before. And then Lake Park Bistro from Bartolotta's. So you really can't beat that.
Wow. All right. So Milwaukee's annual 4-day French theme celebration begins today, Eddie. Tonight, 9 p.m., what's happening? I'll be there. I'm already stretching a little bit. If you watch online, you're seeing studio, kind of like getting ready.
You know, it's 4 days of like almost chaos leading into it, and then 4 days of just like absolute fun once it starts. And Milwaukee's oldest and largest free community event and cultural festival in the downtown area. And 9 o'clock, Storm the Bastille. So, you know, back again since like 1980 and bigger than ever before. So we actually capped our actual registration at 4,500. And we anticipate surpassing that this year. We usually have a lot of people that show up that don't register, you know, which we're fine with. Storm the Bastille actually acts as one of the biggest fundraisers for our festival overall. So we always encourage people to register. Plus, when you do, you get a T-shirt. You get, until we run out, you get a free beer or water this year. But if you also just come down and want to participate in the race, that's fine, too. We just ask you to purchase a beverage or make a small donation and just have a good time.
All right. Very good. Any unique challenges just with closures and parking given the RNC next week?
You know, so far it's kind of been the opposite. So what's nice is that most of the RNC activity is all happening, you know, 5 blocks from us west of the river. So if anything, the Easttown area of Milwaukee is completely open, and you know, we're looking to, you know, bring everyone to our area of the neighborhood. And we even partnered with Power Parking, who has 3 adjacent parking garages a block away from our festival. And if people use the code PARIS, they can get 25% off. So even if you're not coming down to our festival directly and just want to come down to a local restaurant or business in the Easttown area, feel free to take advantage of that. Code is PARIS and any of the Power Parking lots.
All right. Always making it easy.
That's right. That's what it's all about. So the Easttown Association, quickly, Eddie, unlike Westtown Association and some of the other business improvement districts in downtown, is truly a membership-driven organization that puts this event, Jazz in the Park, the Saturday Farmers Market on. How is organization funding, and kind of what have been some of the unique opportunities and challenges around fund development, knowing that it just takes so much work and sweat equity to put on large-scale events like this?
Yeah, a lot of people do confuse us with one of the tax-funded bids, and unfortunately we are not. We have been around since the late 1960s and very, very active with our community events since, I want to say, over 40 years for Bastille Days. Easttown actually helped kick off a gallery night downtown and has been involved in a lot of initiatives that still on today through other organizations. But we're funded strictly through donations, our beverage sales, and our sponsorship. And so anyone that's out there, we have an active fundraising campaign right now where we're trying to surpass $100,000 this year. So you can go to our website. Otherwise, we'll have QR codes all over our events this season. And, you know, come down, grab a beverage. Even if you're at Jazz in the Park or Bastille Days, that helps us out a lot.
Very good. We'll see you at Storm the Bastille tonight. Eddie Sturkey, Executive Director of the Easttown Association. Bastille Days begins tonight.